The Coastal Resources Division, CRD, of the Georgia Department of Natural Resources is urging recreational anglers to voluntarily release spotted sea trout, Cynocean nebulosus, over 18 inches in length from now until September 2025. This request comes as a precautionary measure in response to recent periods of unusually cold weather in southeast Georgia, which pose significant threats to the species. Water temperatures in the mid to low 40s can be lethal to some fish species, including spotted sea trout. Data from the Sapelo Island National Estuarine Research Reserve's water quality station in the lower Duplin River has shown sustained water temperatures in the low 40s in recent days. While many fish may not die immediately, such extreme cold conditions can cause physiological stress that leads to delayed mortality. Relaunching Operation Row. Release over 18. To mitigate these effects, CRD is relaunching Operation Row, Release over 18, a voluntary initiative aimed at protecting larger, more prolific spawners within the spotted sea trout population. It was previously activated in 2018 after similar conditions. Research shows that larger females produce significantly more eggs during the spawning season, which runs from April to September. Protecting these individuals now is crucial for bolstering egg production and ensuring a strong juvenile year class heading into the winter of 2025-2026. Operation Row represents a collaborative effort between CRD and the angling community to protect this vital species, said Doug Haymans, CRD director. Voluntary angler cooperation is critical to ensuring the resilience of our spotted sea trout population during this challenging time. All sampling, prior to the cold winter event, yielded average numbers of spotted sea trout captured as part of CRD's Marine Sport Fish Population Health Survey. This survey is a long-term standardized survey designed to monitor the status of many popular recreationally important marine species in Georgia. The current population, along with proactive angler participation, should help sea trout numbers rebound quickly. Coastal Resources Division will continue to monitor the situation heading into the spring spawning season. Why protect larger spotted sea trout? Lethal temperatures. Published research confirms that water temperatures below 44 degrees can be fatal to spotted sea trout, with prolonged exposure leading to chronic mortality. Spawning efficiency. Larger spotted sea trout are typically female, and their size correlates directly with the number of eggs produced. These females also spawn more frequently during the spawning season, making them essential to population recovery. Reproductive strategy. As indeterminate batch spawners, spotted sea trout release eggs multiple times per season, often 2 to 4 times a month. Protecting larger individuals maximizes spawning potential. CRD encourages anglers to handle all released fish with care to minimize stress and ensure survival. Use appropriate gear, such as proper-sized hooks and rubberized landing nets, and keep fish in the water as much as possible during handling. Together, we can safeguard the future of Georgia's coastal fisheries. For more information about Operation Row or best practices for catch and release fishing, visit coastalgadnr.org/recreationalfishing or contact CRD at 912-264-7218.